From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne. What? Missed you in your trip to New York this
past
week.
Oh, I know. I didn't get to hook up with you this time. Yeah, I took a very quick trip to New York, mainly to go to Carnegie Hall on Tuesday night to hear my friend Ernie Steyer's composition performed by the Vermont Youth Symphony. We had a story about them last week, and Ernie's an old friend, and it was really neat. I mean, we had, you know, box seats with the composers, you know, and Carnegie Hall is such a beautiful, beautiful venue to hear music. So that was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it, but I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to take you out for sushi again, but we'll have to do that next time I come
next
up,
time.
Promise?
Okay.
Excellent, excellent. You left us again with your, you know, famous person two words. Why don't you complete it? Tell us the whole challenge everyone was working on this week.
Yes, it came from listener Martin Schneider of Jersey City, New Jersey. And I said, name a famous current athlete and a famous past entertainer who both have the same nine-letter last name. They also have five-letter first names starting with the same consonant. And between them, their first names have all five vowels, A, E, I, O, and U, exactly once. Who are these people?
Who are they?
They are Lance and Louis Armstrong.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I don't think that Louis Armstrong ever rode a bike, and I don't think Lance ever played the trumpet and the cornet. But we had over 1,200 listeners who came up with these two gentlemen's names. And our winner, randomly selected from the correct answer, is Loris Mann from Marietta, Georgia. Hi, Loris.
Hi.
It's nice to talk to somebody down in Marietta, Georgia. We haven't been on the air too long down there.
No, just a few months.
Yeah, and is this the first time you've submitted a puzzle entry?
Yeah.
Ah, well, hey, luck of the beginner's luck, I think is what they call it. What do you do down there?
I'm a freelance writer and editor.
Excellent. Oh, so you're a word person.
Yeah.
Oh, well, chances are Will has a math puzzle for us. No. Well, it sounds like you're ready to play, so my Will meet Loris, let's play.
Okay, Loris, I'm going to give you two seven-letter words. Change a letter in one of them to a new letter to get a new word that is a synonym of the other word I give you. For example, if I said pillage and plunger, you would say plunder, changing the G of plunger to a D, and plunder is a synonym of pillage.
Okay.
And the letter that's changed can be in either word. That's for you to discover. Number one is crimson starlet.
Scarlet.
Scarlet is right. Number two, drapery certain.
Curtain.
Curtain, good. Message, rub down. Message and...
massage.
Massage, good. Consume, shallow.
Can you help, Leanne?
Consume and shallow. Consume and swallow?
Swallow, good job, Leanne. Bourbon, whisker.
These are getting trickier as we go along.
You notice.
Are they both two kinds of liquor? I mean, bourbon
yes.
stays, right? So whisker
yeah.
changed to the name of
whiskey.
Yeah.
Whiskey is right. Rapture and snare. Rapture and ensnare.
Capture.
Capture, good. Shelter, project. Shelter and project.
Oh.
I'll give you a hint. It's the second word you changed the letter in.
Change the J to a T?
That's it.
Protect.
Shelter good, good,
protect.
Leanne.
Yeah.
Ellipse, surpass.
Does ellipse have two L's?
Yes.
Thank you.
Eclipse?
Eclipse, good. Intense, perfume.
Is this one where you might change the first word?
Yes.
Incense.
Incense, good. Rubbery, stick up.
I don't know.
Again, the first word.
Uh-huh. Change that first vowel.
Robbery.
Robbery is right. Suction, sell off.
Auction.
Auction, good. Fearful, thicken.
I don't have a clue.
Change the letter in the second word. And it means fearful.
Really?
Huh?
Oh, chicken.
Chicken is it. Good, good. And I got one more for you. Beastly hideout.
Is it a change in the first word?
Nope.
Oh.
All right, change the last letter of hideout.
Hideous.
Hideous is right.
Hey, Loris, nice work.
Those were tricky.
Yeah, they were, but you were getting far more than I was. Believe me, you were right there. Nice work. We're going to send you some things for playing our puzzle today. You'll get the weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, and the New York Times Will Short's favorite Sunday crossword puzzles from St. Martin's Press. Loris, what public radio station do you listen to?
WABE in Atlanta.
Okay. Loris Mann in Marietta, Georgia. Thanks a lot for being our player today.
Thank you very much.
All right. Will, what challenge does everyone have to work on for the next week?
Well, it comes from listener Steve Dobenspeck of Harleysville, Pennsylvania. And he started when he wrote me by pointing out the widely known fact that the word typewriter can be typed on the top row of a typewriter or computer keyboard. Something I didn't know is that top row can also be typed on the top row. Now, here's the puzzle. Think of a two-word phrase, 9 letters in the first word, 6 letters in the second, that names a common sort of group of actors that can also be typed on the top row of a typewriter. So again, a two-word phrase, 9-6, that names a common sort of group of actors that can be typed on the top row of a typewriter. What is it?
This is the QWERTY quiz, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, when you have the answer, send it to us via email. Our email address for puzzle entries is puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please, and our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. There's also information on our website at npr.org. Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.